You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories here on WPCA Radio 93.1 FM in downtown Amory, Wisconsin. My name is Mike Murtha, and our co-host and good friend is Eddie Schmidt. And if you are a longtime listener or an occasional listener, we want to say thank you. And if you are new to the show, welcome. We celebrated our 5 years of being on the air last month, and it's an hour show, and we feature live music, and we have a guest each month. Tonight, we have excited to tell you that we have Bob Scott with us. Bob is a member of the group called the Studebakers, and Bob is from Texas, but now resides in Wisconsin. We're glad that he is here, and we hope he's here to stay. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors. This is small-town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do, too. We hope that we trigger some happy memories. So let's have some fun, yeah. Once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. We're here to have some fun and play a little music and a few stories. Eddie, how you doing there?
I'm good.
That's good. Yeah, good to see you.
Hard to believe we're already in October.
I know it. Yeah, it's flying by. It's been a crazy crazy couple of years in this country, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a beautiful fall, though.
Oh,
with
the gorgeous.
Nice temperatures. And
I know it. Just really, really very nice, yeah. But, this is Trigger Happy Memories. We've got some music. We have a guest. Bob Scott's going to be joining us here. My last month I was talking about our celebration. My math was a little confusing last month, but we actually finished 5 years of being on the air.
Well, we finished five or we're starting our fifth?
No, I was corrected, and we actually finished five. I was only off by 1 year, so.
Wow.
Yeah, what are they going to do, give us a D minus?
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, we're winding down a season of music with Trigger Happy. We had some fun jobs this summer, a few different things that we did. And
outdoor and some stuff here and there in the Brautine and different places. And
D&N Campground just north of here, which was kind of fun to do that. The Prairie Farm Church, we're there again this year. St. Patrick's Church will be there this weekend, and all of our regular gigs that we did too. But we were at the Brautine earlier this month, and we had the honor of sharing some music with our guest tonight. Bob,
that's right, we sure did.
Bob Scott, welcome, Bob.
Glad to be here. Glad you guys trusted me coming out and playing.
Yeah, you gained our trust real quickly after we heard you play. But Danny Armstrong, good friend of ours, is your brother-in-law.
That's correct. That's
and
correct. Yeah.
How this came about, that Eddie and I were just going to do a two-piece. It was a private party, and I talked to Danny that week, and I said, "Hey, he's going to come out and hear us." And I said, "Bring some drums if you want, so we won't use the electronic drummer." And then he thought, "Well, maybe I'll see if I can talk my brother-in-law into coming," which he did, and we went from a two-piece to a four-piece, and had Gay with us there too, so. It was a big old time.
It was a great time.
Yeah, it was lots of fun. We were talking off the air, too, as we heard you start playing with us right from the get-go. We couldn't wipe the smiles off our face. It was so fun to hear.
Oh, you guys are just too kind, I tell you.
Oh, we had lots of fun. But you are from Texas. You grew up in Mineola, Texas?
Mineola, Texas. It's... Okay. East of Dallas, about an hour east of Dallas.
Okay, east of Dallas, yeah. Well, it's kind of like, Eddie, you grew up East Glenwood City, a little suburb called Downing, right?
Yeah. Hey, well, there you go. Yeah.
So you're just like Bob, you know?
All right. Except for a few states away.
So. Yes, right. You don't have an accent, though, on Downing, do you?
No.
Yeah, up here, it doesn't take anybody very long to realize where I'm from. You know, in fact, after about one syllable, they'll say, "What part of the South are you from?" You know, so.
Well, you've been here for a little over a year, is it?
A little over a year, yeah.
Yeah, and you're liking it here?
Loving it here.
Good, good for you. Yeah, we're glad you're here. Obviously, you've played a lot of guitar. We're going to get into some of those stories, but I just want to ask you, and we'll go back to some more, but how did you learn how to play guitar?
I started this is going to kind of give away probably how old I am, but I started in 1965, and of course at that time the electric guitar was still kind of an experimental thing, and these bands were just coming out, like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and whatnot. And I can remember watching the Beatles when I was in the fourth grade on Ed Sullivan, and I decided right then that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah. It's funny, a lot of our guests, including me, that was a big inspiration for us.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And we talked about this before, too, that prior to that, I think in the late 50s, kids were playing accordions. They were taking accordion lessons.
Sure, absolutely,
and then,
yeah.
When
the
Beatles came out, I think a lot of guitars were sold on that Monday, the Sunday after the Ed Sullivan show.
That changed the face of music. It really did.
Yeah. And did you take lessons, or how did you learn?
I did. I took lessons from a guy that knew about five chords, and I learned all five chords, and then I just kind of took it from there.
Sure. Well, at least he got you started in the right
direction.
Yeah,
he did, but there again, you know, I mean, I learned in a time period where people were just actually really, of course, I was playing rock music, and it was an experimental genre of music, and people were just actually learning how to play.
Sure.
And then, of course, Jimi Hendrix came along, and that took it to a different level, you know, and everybody was trying to do that. And then I guess the next guy was probably Edward Van Halen, you know, and it went there, you know, and it's just been kind of a stair-step thing, you know, for me. So
yeah. And did you play in some of the clubs down in Texas at a young age, too? Or?
I did, yeah. I played some, and then, in my move to Dallas, and that was a learning experience. You know, I found out just how much little I knew, you know, when I moved there, you know, and I had to just really, really woodshed, in order to get any job.
Sure, yeah. We're going to do a song here and come back to some more stories, but this is, we're learning too. We just met you, and we're so glad we got together.
Glad to be here, guys.
Yes. We'll do a song here called Above and Beyond, and I want to dedicate this to Dave Feierheisen, who has been listening to us, Eddie, and also Bill Smith. This one, the Shorn Brothers from River Falls recorded this years ago, and I know Dave Feierheisen was close friends with Jack and Larry Shorn. So,
okay.
One, two, three, four, one. Well, I give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. And love is something that money can't buy. Well, a poor boy's chances for a pretty girl's glances are sometimes got a few. Well, I've got no money, if you'd be my Holly, this is what I'll offer you. And I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. Love is something that money can buy. Well, we may
met by chance, and I knew at a glance I found my destiny. Well, I'd like to carry you off and marry you if you will agree. And I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and love is something that money can't buy.
Oh, there we go, an old Buck Owens song there, done by the Shorn Brothers way back in the day, and good friends of ours. They were inspiration to us as well. Did your folks ever know them, Eddie?
I bet they did at some point from all the playing, because my dad knew Denny and them guys, and so I'm sure through that connection that they had got down to see them guys play too. So.
Sure, yeah.
You're talking about the Hay River Sweethearts?
Yes, yes, yep.
From Connersville, yeah, right. That was my folks. Yeah.
Yep. yes. We got Bob Scott here with us. We're so glad he's here joining us. But, Bob, we were talking about some of your Texas. Did you play a lot of country music in Texas, too, or was it more of the whatever country rock thing?
I started strictly with rock and did that for a number of years, and then we kind of things kind of, especially when Willie and Waylon and all those guys came around, I kind of went that direction for a little while, and then started doing both, and then went back to the rock thing, and it's just kind of been all over the place.
Sure.
For a number of years.
Yeah, nice.
So I can't believe this summer I was out and saw you and the Studebakers, and he sang and played all the parts of this Dire Straits song, and I was just sitting there shaking my head. It was about as close to that I ever heard to that song being done, I'll tell you.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Ed. I really do.
Man, there's a lot of stuff going on in stories like that.
So. Yeah, he's really somebody to emulate, I tell you. There again, you really start doing that with those kind of guys, you find out just how little you do know.
Yeah. We thought we knew it all until we started digging in a little deeper and find out.
That's a fact.
That is a fact, yeah. But, Eddie, do you want to do something on your, or will you sing or whatever? You want to play your steel? Or?
Yeah, we can try that. There's a Lloyd Green song we used to play. It's called Little Darlin'.
Okay.
I think we've played it a few times. Now tell them the key.
This is the key of G, right?
Yep, G like George. You know how we always like to tell the folks, in case there's anybody out there in radio land playing along, because we've got the actual request to do that sometimes. So,
so this is three up from the big end, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Very nice. That is Eddie Schmidt playing that Hawaiian guitar, huh? Steel guitar.
Hawaiian, yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. What's the name of that one again?
It's called Little Darlin' by Lloyd Green. Used to do that one, I guess.
Is there any words to that?
Nope, that I know of.
Okay.
It was, when you talk about the steel guitar last Saturday night, we was playing a wedding dance with Darlene and the boys, and it was in a an older couple got remarried,
sure.
And a lot of folks around, and I had two or three different couples that walked up while we're playing, and they're looking at my steel, and they're saying, "What is that? What is that?" And it's surprising how there is a lot of people that don't know what it is, but just tell them, and people that haven't seen somebody play them before sure get a kick out of what makes that sound and how it works, and so.
Well, you were in Nashville on vacation here last month, and I know a few years ago that there was being less and less steel players in Nashville. Yeah. I think they're coming back again.
Yeah,
I think it's
I think I've got lucky and hit it. Somebody else was telling me that the steel players are downtown playing a lot more in the mornings and the afternoons, and as the nights come on and the streets get full of the younger kids, then they get more rock and roll towards the night, and the steel players aren't. So I think I hit the right times.
You always like to go to the bars in the morning, didn't you?
Yeah, that Budweiser, it ain't just for breakfast anymore.
This is WPCA Radio 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. We're Trigger Happy Memories, and we've got Bob Scott from originally from Texas, moved to Wisconsin, and I heard you're even becoming a Packer fan, too.
I am. One thing I've always admired about the Packers is their organization. Their organization, I think, is second to none. And, being in Texas, especially in the part of Texas I lived in, everybody was a Cowboy fan, and I know that really wouldn't go over too well up here. But anyway, the Cowboy organization, especially over the last 20 years, I'm just not too fond of it. And I can really appreciate Green Bay, and the way they've always run their organization. And I've got a lot of respect for that.
Oh, yeah, that's great. And we are competing with the Packers tonight now, too, with our audience. But we're done it at a little before 8, and they go till about 10:30, 11, I think. So, and you can always go back and listen to this, a rebroadcast of this show, too. They're on the archive. So if the Packers steal part of our audience, go back and catch the show at some point, too. So, Eddie, do you want to sing one, or you want me to do something, or what do you got in mind there?
Why don't you go ahead and sing one, and we'll play a little bit.
I've got a new heartache. You want to try that one?
Yep.
I got a new heartache. Did a little research in this song. I knew it had been recorded by several different artists, but it was first released in November 1956, and it reached number 2 on the Billboard charts with Ray Price. And Ray Price co-wrote this song. I didn't realize that. It was done by Ricky Skaggs in 1986, but also Ray Price recorded it, Webb Pierce recorded it, George Jones, Billy Walker. So it's kind of what they did years ago. I think that a good song would come out and a bunch of artists would grab a hold of it and see if they can run with it. But Ray Price had a good hit with this, and so did Ricky Skaggs. So see if we can do her.
Key of G.
Key of G, yep. See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
You're back in town again, spreading talk around that I'm still in love with you, though you let me down. I hate to admit it, but I guess the talk is true, or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a new heartache, but it all, sweetheart, then left me for somebody new. I've got a new heartache, but an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue. Why did you turn up again? Well, I was doing fine. And another sweetheart to drive you from my mind. I thought I'd forgotten you, but I guess that it's not true. Or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a new heartache, but an old sweetheart that left me for somebody new. I've got a new heartache, but an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue.
All right. I got a new heartache by Ricky Skaggs. Actually, that wasn't Ricky Skaggs. That was me.
That's right. It was you tonight.
Not to confuse anybody there.
I think Ricky's up the straight eight tonight.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. They got that auction going up there at Clarion?
Yeah, Clarion's probably going to... He always likes to throw a little auction right before Ricky comes out.
Yeah. Again, we've got Bob Scott here with us. He's been with the Studebaker since he moved to Wisconsin. And getting to know you a little bit, Bob, your brother had an interesting musical career, played with Miranda Lambert.
That's correct. He played with her for about 4 years. He played with her until right after Kerosene was released. And he had a lot of interesting trips, but it was really a good experience for him, you know. And you know, prior to that, he was a high school band director.
Really.
And he got out of the high school band directing business, and he was a landman in the oil field in Texas, and then that's when he started playing on the side with her, and it evolved into basically what she's doing right now. And my gosh, she's won just about every award you can imagine. Oh, yeah. And he was with her until Kerosene was released, and it was a good deal for him. It really was.
Oh, great. Yeah, and he traveled, I think you said, over into France?
He did. He went to France. They played at the Louvre, and it was Miranda, my brother, and a guitar player. And they went over there, and they played over there, and then, of course, they at that particular time, she was an opening act, and I think she opened for Clint Black and I think Brooks and Dunn, and I'm trying to think who else, Montgomery Gentry. I know she opened for them two or three times.
Oh, neat.
But anyway, he really enjoyed the experience, you know.
Good.
He really did.
Long way to go for a job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
Eddie, why don't you sing a tune there, Eddie?
Okay, we'll do a little... Carl Perkins on this, and let Bob tear it up a little bit. T of A.
I'm sitting here wondering would a matchbox hold my clothes. I'm sitting here wondering would a matchbox hold my clothes. I ain't got no matches, but I got a long way to go. I'm an old poor boy, and I'm a long, long way from home. I'm an old poor boy, and I'm a long, long way from home. Seems I'd never be happy, everything I do is wrong. I'm sitting here wondering would a matchbox hold my clothes. I'm sitting here wondering would a matchbox hold my clothes. I ain't got no matches, but I got a long way to go.
Tear it up, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Let me be your little dog till your big dog come. When that big dog come, tell him what this little puppy has done. I'm sitting here wondering what a matchbox for my clothes. I'm sitting here wondering what a matchbox for my clothes. I ain't got no matches, but I got a long way to go.
Play a little more there, Bob.
Stuff, yeah.
Boy, now that's what you call tearing it up.
That's what you call it.
Again, you're so kind, Ed.
Oh, very nice.
I could sit here and listen to that probably all night long.
I know. Yep, we're sitting here smiling, enjoying this. Yeah, so again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1 in downtown Amory. If you're just driving through, which, Eddie, you promised that we could drive through last month.
Well.
And we still can't drive through.
Well, it's for sure supposed to be done by the end of the week, right, Bob, is it? Yeah, I think Friday that you'll be going 70 miles an hour right down Main Street in Amory.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I was going to just ask Bob quick about, he was telling us a little bit about this guitar he's got a while back. Okay, Mike's going to switch and get his fiddle out, but... A few months ago, Bob, we decided and we kind of added some new programming here at the station, and we have a program called The Day Flight, and I brought in a bunch of instrumentals and some stuff, and so when I had found some of this Doyle Dyke stuff, I brought it in, and so we've got a lot of Doyle stuff that plays throughout the day and some of his great originals like Jazz in a Box and Martha's Kitchen, and he's just phenomenal, like... Chet Atkins, and I think he's just as good or better than him. And
that's really good.
But this guitar you got here was actually owned by him, Bob?
That's right. It is a prototype that he had. He had a contract with Godin, which is a Canadian company that makes real good guitars. And this particular guitar, it's red. It's an electric acoustic. And it... belonged to him, and in fact I really didn't realize it. What enabled me to get this is a good friend of mine that has a guitar shop in Texas, and he knows just about anybody and everybody that plays. I'm talking about big guys all the way down to, you know, people that play in their bedroom. But Doyle Dykes, he knows real well, and I'd play this guitar, and he asked if I was interested, and I said, you know, I might go ahead and get it. He said, just a minute. So he goes, gets the phone, and calls Doyle Dykes and gives me the phone. And he said, here, talk to him. I said, who is it? He said, it's Doyle Dykes. I said, what? You know, I mean, come on now. But anyway, I talked to him, and he used this particular guitar on an album that he did. And I can't even remember the name of it. Probably one that he did about, oh, a couple of albums back, I would think. But because I've had it for about 5 years. But anyway, Doyle Dykes is a super guy, and you know, I was just real happy to be able to get my hands on this instrument, and I really don't play it that much, Ed. You know, this is the first time I've played it probably in 6 months, you know, and these new strings on it.
you got such nice electrics, too.
Well, it works pretty well, but anyway, you know, I was just real happy to have it.
Gee, that's great. Get to talk to Doyle before you take the
guitar. Well, and we just learned that song, Jazz in the Box?
Jazz in the Box. Yeah. We started doing that a little bit with Trigger Happy, so...
Yeah.
Great song.
Yeah.
I'm going to try a little tune on the fiddle here, see if we can scare up an old bluegrass song.
Well, as long as you got the fiddle and not the tuba, I guess we're okay with that.
You know, I had the tuba here last time. And,
all right.
It was, I don't know how well it went, but I sure had fun. Maybe nobody else did.
Oh, they're neat.
So this is in the key of A.
Yep.
One, two, three. Ain't gonna work on the railroad. Ain't gonna work on the farm. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Rolling my sweet baby's arms. Rolling my sweet baby's arms. Rolling my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Rolling my sweet baby's arms. In the same room, that's always a good sign.
Yes, it is. Going back to Bob Scott here. Bob, did your parents play music?
They did. My dad, as a matter of fact, it's kind of funny. He grew up in San Antonio, and just north of San Antonio, about 30 miles, is the city of New Braunfels, which is a German community. And my dad played clarinet in a polka band. The last year he was in college, or in high school, and probably the first 2 years of junior college, then he went off to World War II. Hmm. But, he was an incredible clarinet player, and as well he played a harmonica like you wouldn't believe. Hmm. And I learned all those songs when I was a real little kid. And, in fact, we went around and played, at Rotary clubs and Lions clubs and stuff like that, when I was growing up. And but we play that kind of music.
Hmm. There's nothing wrong with a clarinet player, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. Yes. That's right. Yeah.
In our background, both of us was old-time music.
Yeah.
That's when I first started playing guitar. An accordion player that played, and we play along. So, and, of course, your parents playing lots of old-time music too, Eddie.
Yeah.
And then we had the honor to play with Eddie's mother not so many years ago. She had booked some things for Sunday afternoon, and we played along, and it was fun.
Yeah, you talk about my parents. I know my mother was a church organist for 35 years as well. Of course, I get two parents, and then my dad was a choir director on top of what all he did, and then of course my brother became a band director.
Gee, not like you had a little music going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, it was all the time, and you know, and I just thank God that I was able to be in a family like that.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I, you know, music is such a wonderful thing, and you know, if I wasn't doing it, I don't know what I'd be doing.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean? Oh, that's for sure. Well, it's funny how quickly we became acquainted because of music.
That's right.
You know,
it's exactly
just,
right.
Yeah, or,
we'd have never known.
No.
You know,
I know it. Yep. So
I think the first time I met you, Bob, was when I was playing with the Studebakers one time out
that's
of
right.
this winery north of St. Croix, and.
Yeah.
And I set my steel up, and Bob starts playing, and I'm going, man, where's this guy from?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Ed, I thought the same thing. I told Ed, you know, I don't know how many times I said, you need to go to Texas. I said, you'd work so much, you know, you'd get sick of it.
You know, I mean, well, you're pretty busy around here, too, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, he's, I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Just get a couple of calls once in a while, I guess.
Yeah.
You got another tune you want to do there, Eddie?
Sure, we can. Here's a song that Willie Nelson did an old Elvis tune, kind of sped it up here. It's Heartbreak Hotel in the key of E.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. Near Heartbreak Hotel. I've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely I could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you got a tale to tell. You take a walk down lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel. You've been so lonely, baby. You've been so lonely, baby. You've been so lonely I could die. Here's Bob. Well, though it's always crowded, still spots some room. Looking hot lovers to grow away their gloom. Been so lonely, baby. You've been so lonely, baby. You've been so lonely, I could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, got a tale to tell. Just take a walk down lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel. You'd be so lonely, baby. You'd be so lonely, baby. You'd be so lonely, I could die. Here's Bob one more time.
A Willie Nelson version, right?
Yep, and yeah. Leon Russell or something.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, we're going to say hello to a few folks. If you've got anybody that's going to tune in, you want to say hello, I'm just going to start off with, and we appreciate so many listeners. We can't name all of them anymore, but we are gaining a few, and what's nice about this, Bob, with the internet, that we've got listeners out in Arizona, we got listeners in Houston, Texas, and
everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So
it's a great thing about it.
Yeah, so I'll start just by saying hello to my wife Debbie, and Putz. He's on his way to Colorado, Eddie. They're going to go elk hunting, and they have an old school bus that they and I I lettered it up for him, and in the front and the back it says Elk a Hall.
Yeah. Where do they come up with it?
Yeah, so anyhow, they're heading out there.
Alcohol,
yeah. I don't know how the cops feel about that. But anyhow, Carrie Dean is listening, I hope, out there. Bob Hubdy, talked to him today. Gary McIntyre. Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Arizona. They're my neighbors out there, and great people. It was raining out there quite a bit, which is not normal. Wow. And I have a little bit of grass in my backyard. Irrigation shut off, and they're mowing my lawn.
So, that's incredible.
Yeah, I know. And that's incredible neighbors, too. But Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana, Renee Butler, Edna Bjorkman, Dave Feierheisen, and Dave is going to be a future guest. I hope, Eddie, we can get Dave in here.
Are you crazy? No, that's what he said. We got to get him on here.
We got to get him. Yeah. He says, you're getting nothing. You're not getting a singer. You're not getting... And no, that's not true. That's not true. He's a very talented guy.
We need to get him on here. Yep.
And he's a funny guy, too. But Rodney Sather, one of my old classmates, has been real faithful listening. Shirley Halliburton and Uncle Bob. We're going to be over to see Uncle Bob December 10th to play at the nursing
home.
Little
birthday party for Uncle Bob.
Yeah, so... And Eddie, you got a few there?
Yep. My wife, Joanne, neighbors that always listen, Al and Ann, and their daughter, Janet and Cindy. Tad Late, the bass player from Darlene and the Boys, he's actually moving to Huntsville, Alabama. But
really?
He said he's still going to keep listening down there. He listens all the time. Brian Jevning from work, the Cactus Cousins. We got Greg Wheeler. He's usually listening. He's been down a little bit with the COVID, but he's coming around, so that's good to hear. And got to say hi to my cousin Char. He lives in Fargo, and he drives back and forth to the cities every day, and he'll be in the truck, and he says he turns this on and listens coming back out of the cities, heading back for Fargo. And
it's a pretty good little drive.
Yeah, it is. And my cousin Kevin was actually listening out in California. He's telling me about that today when I saw him. So, but that's... What I got to Bob, you got some folks to say hi to?
I better say hello to my wife, or she'll beat me to death. My wife, my brother, I'll have to call him and tell him to tune in. And a guy that I played with down there for a while, Gary Patrick, he's a heck of a musician. And the guy, you know, in fact, this is what he does for a living. And I'd like to say hello to him and his wife, Carol. And I think that'll do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that sounds good. And you mentioned Gary Patrick. He's kind of a regional, pretty popular guy.
He played. I know it's really funny. We played with him when he was 17 years old, and we were in our 30s, and he was kind of a prodigy. And then he moved to Southern California, and he was out there for about 20 years. And then he went to Las Vegas, and he had the band at the Bellagio, and he played there for a while. And he went and played in Nashville for 3 or 4 years, and then he was just, I think, burnt out, and he took about a 2-year rest. But he's living in East Texas now, and he's playing again, and he's released a couple of CDs, and he's got a couple of videos out, and he's still trying to do the deal, you know. And I really wish him the best, but it was a real blast playing with him, you know, for the last 6 years.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yes. Should we do another song, or you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you got there, Mike?
You want to try Eddie? Actually, we recorded this song years ago, and we kind of forgot about it. It's called "Invisible Tears."
Do we have it on one of them little small records? It's called a 45.
It's a 45, yep, yep. And they can play it.
You'd
them,
swear it was a 46, so it's a good record.
All right. Hey, man, that's wrong with that.
Do you remember the intro, or you just want me to kick it off? Yep.
Invisible tears in my eyes, incredible pain in my heart, indestructible memories are passing in review. Impossible though things may get, improbable I will forget. Indelible memories of sweet, lovable you. You're back again, so I let you in. Although we're only seeing pictures from the past, those arms are not real, but somehow I feel if I just close. passing in review. Impossible the things make it, improbable I will forget. Indelible memories of sweet love for you.
Here comes Bob.
This is WPCA Radio 93.1 here in Amory, Wisconsin. And we're here every Thursday. They do the rebroadcasts each week that we're not here. The last Thursday is always our new fresh show, and that's what we've got Bob here. Bob Scott.
October 2021.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
Are you going to be going trick-or-treating, Eddie?
Yeah, we got a little show with Rex Saturday night up in Indian Creek. Boy, that's where it's at, I'll tell you. I asked Rex, I says, do we have to dress up? He says, only like a cowboy.
Oh, boy. Bob Scott, did you play in the high school band at all?
No, I did not. Texas is notorious for football. I mean, that's all those people think about, and kids get brainwashed at about 5 years old, you know, to go play football.
Sure.
You know, and I did that.
Oh.
I played, and you know, and I know it's really funny. I know my brother was a high school band director there, and he had several kids that did both, and they would tell him, said, "Look, I think we're going to, you know, just drop the band and play football." And he said, "You know," he would tell him, he said, "Look, your chances of getting a scholarship playing a musical instrument are going to be 10-1.
Oh, absolutely.
Over playing football, you know. And plus, you know, you'll get, you know, beat up and everything else, you know. But you know, you'll be able to play a musical instrument the rest of your life."
Sure.
And he said, you know, there were a few of them that hung in there, but you know, most of them would go the football route.
Sure.
You know.
Well, we never got beat up playing in the band, did we? My lip used to get a little sore from playing the tuba. But
yeah, I wish I'd have played in the band.
Wish I'd have took a picture, I think, when our son Ethan was in playing music, but he was a big kid. He was the biggest one up at Unity and playing on the line. But during one of the games, he had to do something for band, so he came up with his complete football uniform on at halftime.
That's right.
And he's directing the band or doing something.
Oh, boy.
I wish I would have had a picture of that. But
I know the kids that my brother had that did both, they would take their shoulder pads off.
Mm.
And they would march, you know, of course they have their pants on, but they would just take their shoulder pads and their jerseys off, you know, then go out there and play, and then after the halftime was over, they'd put them back on and go out and play football. You know,
We're winding down. Eddie, should we do a little bit of that Bud's Bounce or something? Can we shorten that?
Yeah.
We got about 3 minutes, 4 minutes? Okay. Or 4 hours, you said. Okay. We're here till till midnight. Okay, thanks, Bob.
So here's a Buck Owens Tom Brumley song. We'll give her a shot. In the key of V.
I was thinking about trying to sing that one with you, Ed, but
I it was so nice of you not to try to sing on that instrumental. We have a little trouble with you on that sometimes.
Yeah, once in a while. But anyhow, we're about ready to say goodbye, but we want to thank Bob Scott for being a guest. A good time. Nice to get to know you a little bit more here, Bob, and we hope that we can cross paths many times here with music and whatnot. So.
Well, I plan on it. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, you bet. And special thanks to Bob Zonk and also for Lou Ann, who does so much for this radio station, and Eddie Schmidt, who works at the radio station as well as a volunteer. He's up climbing that tower, adjusting the antenna.
I can only get about a third of the way up.
Yeah, well, he actually does. He helps mow the lawn, but he does some announcing here, too. He does a nice job. Okay, so anyhow.
Thanks again, Bob, and it's a beautiful guitar. And
thank you, Ed.
And pretty neat to be playing Doyle Dyke's guitar, I'll tell you.
I fell into that.
Yes. Okay. So, and follow the Studebakers where Bob is and come out and see Trigger Happy. But we'll be in town at the Memory Care December 10th for a little birthday party there.
And
it's in the afternoon. Yeah, Uncle Bob, yep. It's 2:00 in the afternoon. So again, thanks, everybody.